it has been said by one of the personal associates, most favorite associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda Pandit. He has said, Gorarami, Mukhe Bolile Nahi Chale. Gorar Achar, Gorar Vichar, Loile Phal Phale. You understand Bengali? Simply by saying, I belong to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I belong to the school of thought of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Simply by saying in words, it is not sufficient. If we accept the teachings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and also the life should be accordingly, you should act upon this, on the teachings, then you have accepted Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When you accept the practice and also teachings, both. The Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his teachings we find in Shikhashtra. In 8 verses he has taught us. And in that 8 verse, in the 4th verse, you will find he has taught us na dhanang, na dhanang, na sundaring, kovitamba jagadisha kabaye, mama janmani janmani shri bhavatad bhakti rahita vittai. While doing Harinam, you should not have any kind of desire in your mind, except one pointer cause is devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. That should be any other desire. Because the name and the named same. When you utter the name will understand what for you are chanting. For money, for getting money, for getting worldly enjoyment, or for getting salvation or something, he is residing in your heart. According to the thought, you will get the fruit. Chintamani. Nama Chintamani. Nam is Chintamani. Means, whatever you will desire, it will be fulfilled. If you desire in your mind all these things, then you will get those things. Ultimately you will be deprived, you will have to repent. You should have, from the core of the heart, you should submit your prayer, I do not want money, I do not want manpower, I do not want learning, or I do not want salvation. I want every birth exclusive causeless devotion to your lotus feet. Exclusive causeless devotion. If you want it from the core of the heart, then you will get this. With this desire in the mind, you should do Harinam. Then your life will be successful. Nam is such, whatever you will think, you will get. And ultimately you shall have to repent. So he is teaching us what we should desire. We should have the prayer to Supreme Lord. This is the prayer. Don't ask anything of worldly things. There shouldn't be any ulterior desires. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring kovitamba jagadisha kamae, mama janmani janmani shre bhavatad bhakti rahit. Whatever, wherever, by my own action, wherever I am born, I want in every birth, causeless devotion to you. Then that will be fulfilled. Then you will get contact with Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Then your life will be successful. Who is sadhu? In Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find in third canto, where mother Devahuti, she is asking to Kapil Bhagavan. Mother Devahuti, husband is Kardam Rishi. And Mother Devahuti prayed to Kardam Rishi, to her husband, please give me son. Please give me son. Earlier, they have got 9 daughters and they are married. But she was asking for a son. Then Kardam Rishi said, you can get son. When son will be born, I shall immediately relinquish my house. I renounce the house. And I shall go to forest. Do you want me or you want son? Then she remained silent. After some time, after some days, again, I am not getting peace. Kindly please give me one son. When repeatedly she was praying for son, then Kardam Rishi said, all right, then we both are to worship Supreme Lord. By the grace of Supreme Lord, you can get. And they performed immense penance for getting the grace of Supreme Lord. First Supreme Lord appeared in the heart of Kardam Rishi. Kardam Rishi imparted that divine knowledge, divinity, to his wife. And Supreme Lord entered into the heart of Mother Devahuti, his wife Devahuti. And after that, Supreme Lord Kapil Bhagavan entered into the mother's womb. And all the demigods, they've understood that Kapil Bhagavan is appearing. So they came there. They offered their prayers to Kapil Bhagavan, residing in the womb of Mother Devahuti. After offering their prayers, Brahma said to Mother Devahuti, you see, don't think you are going to get a son. That son is not a human being. Supreme Lord is appearing as your son. Don't think him to be an ordinary human being. By saying so, all the demigods, Brahma, left that place. And at the appropriate auspicious time, Supreme Lord appeared as Kapil Bhagavan. Just after appearance, Supreme Lord sat, small child, sat like the yogis, yogasana, like this, at the bank of the Bindu Sarovar, Bindu Lake, holy Bindu Sarovar. By seeing that, mother was astonished. Never I saw, just after birth, a child sat like this. Then she remembered, oh, this is not my child, this is not a human being. Supreme Lord has appeared. Then mother Devotee made obeisances to Kapil Bhagavan and said, so long I was fastened by the universal energy of yours, universal energy of three primal qualities, Sattvaraya Tamagun. For that reason, I had the desire for getting a son. So kindly please advise me, so that I can surmount this ocean of births and deaths. Why I submit my prayer to get a son? The son is transcendental, you think? Everybody here in this world is born, remains for some time, after that they die. A temporary thing, I perform penance. My prayer was for getting a son. So I wanted this worldly bondage. To kindly please rescue me from the world and please advise me how I can surmount this ocean of births and deaths. By hearing this, Mata Kapil Bhagavan smiled. Why Kapil Bhagavan smiled? Because mother is saying, is feeling I am Bhagavan. And she is saying to me, so long I had got desires for the worldly things, temporary things. But when you have appeared, I have got this knowledge. When anybody remains always in darkness, it is impossible for him to feel that it is darkness. When a glimpse of light comes, oh, so long I was in darkness. Always remained in darkness, how he will understand? Or how she will understand? Is darkness? If you remain always in darkness, there cannot be any feeling. When a glimpse, a glow, a light comes, then, oh, so long I was in darkness. Then you can understand. After your appearance, I can understand that I was so long in darkness. So I want to cross over this ocean of births and deaths. I do not want these temporary things. Then Kapil Bhagavan smiled again. Why? Mother is saying, I am Bhagavan. Bhagavan appears in the sanctified heart of a Shuddha Bhakta. If there are any other desires, Bhagavan will not appear. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabdhyetam Yadya Dattra Puman Vav Chatti Tashman Bhagavan Vasudeva Jadakshrami Manasavidya. This is the saying of Mahadev. In the sanctified heart, pure heart, where there are no other desires, in that sanctified heart, that sanctified heart is known as Vasudeva. Bhagavan has appeared accepting Vasudeva and Devaki as their parents. What is the significance of Vasudeva? Vasudeva means sanctified heart. In sanctified heart, pure heart, where there is no other desires, there Krishna appears. Where there is calm, lust, the calm, tahanai ram, Where there is calm, there is no Ram. Bhagavan will not appear. Robi Rojani nahi mile ko tham. Robi means sun. And darkness simultaneously cannot exist. If sun is there, darkness cannot be there. When darkness is there, sun is not there. If calm is there, the desire to get sense gratification is there, there God cannot appear. God's absolute counterpart, Guru, cannot appear. His own personal associates cannot appear. His dham cannot appear. Nothing cannot appear. For that reason, Kapil Bhagavan smiled. What? Mother Devadi said, "Oh mother, you have got no desires. Your heart is sanctified heart. If your heart would have been not sanctified, some desire within your heart, then my appearance, I cannot appear in your heart. My appearance is impossible." This is the speciality of Shuddha Bhakta. Shuddha Bhakta are supremely superior to so-called jnani yogis. But they have so humble. Because they are in contact with the highest reality. When you see higher things, then you will get humbleness. When you see inferior things, then you will say, "I am superior." You cannot have humbleness. You may outwardly show, "I have got nothing," but you know that you are superior. Inside, if a man possessing $500 and he sees one person has got $100, then whether he will get some humbleness, "Oh, I have got 5 times more. $200, I have got more than that." But if he comes to a person who is earning daily $1,000, then, "Oh, double." Then he will be humble. And $1,000,000, then he will not find any existence of him. "Oh, I have nothing." More he will superior things he will see, so then higher things more, higher things he will see, higher than higher, higher, higher. Then your depth of humbleness will be so much. The highest truth is Supreme Lord. If anybody can have the realization of Supreme Lord, a glimpse of it, he will be humbler than blade of grass, automatically. All the Shuddha Bhaktas, whatever hymns they have written, always they are praying, prayer, prayer, prayer. They never expressed vanity. They cannot express vanity. A conditioned soul is like me can express vanity. Because I am seeing others are inferior to me. I am superior. Then there is vanity. Our Param Pujya Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj, we heard from our Gurudev. Our Gurudev and Siddhartha used to preach both during the time of Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Goswami Thakur. They are very intimately connected. And when Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj was there in Madras, there was a meeting. Nagaraj Sharma became the chief guest, and Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj, and he became the president. And in that, when he he was requested to take the chair of the president. Then he expressed his humbleness. I am not fit for this, in this meeting. But all of you are giving me this task. After expressing much humbleness, as per your order, I am accepting this. And first speaker was Chief Guest Nagaraj Sharma of the Madhya School. In his speech, he did not like this humbleness of Siddharth Dik Bhushan Maharaj. And he spoke against it by saying always, I have got no quality, I have got no merit, I have got all kinds of defects. Then a person cannot become a higher quality, cannot come to him by saying this, only saying this. By this sort of humbleness is not good. I can become a great person like that. That should be the mentality. I am nothing. This is not good. The whole, in his speech, he attacked Siddharth Dev Goswami. And last incident, in the presidential address, he said, in his speech, who will become humbler? If one can see person more qualified than him, then he will become humbler. When you see inferior, then he will have vanity, automatically. I'm more qualified. Outwardly I may show humbleness, that is deceitfulness. Inwardly I am superior. When actually one can see Supreme Lord with all existence, all knowledge, all bliss, in higher reality, he comes in contact, so much higher realities, to that extent, his humbleness will be there. And when you see always inferior, I am superior. Like that. I am superior. Shuddha bhaktas are humbler, always humble, because this is the highest truth. There cannot be any vanity. Vishnudas Kaviraj Goswami, he has expressed his humbleness, which we cannot imagine. He has written Chaitanya Charitamrita. But what sort of humbleness? Purishir ki dhuit the muishi logishtra. Jagai madhavi is the muishi pavishtra. Mor nam jaila tar papa hai. Mor nam jaishna tar punnak hai. Ehna nir ginnu mare keva daya kare. Ek nittananda minu jagata samsari. What kind of humbleness is it? Can we imagine this? It is written that I am not writing this. Madan Mohan is writing. I am like a parrot. I am not writing. Madan Mohan is writing. But he has expressed this because he has come in contact. I am so lowly that a worm in the stool is superior to me. Worm in the stool. I am inferior to that. I am inferior to Jagai Made, the great sinner. I am a higher sinner, more greater sinner than Jagai Made, a great sinner. Like that. Can I say this? Muisha Pavishtra. If anybody utters my name, then he will commit sin. He remembers my name, his all virtues, piety will be finished. But I have got this opportunity. Nityananda Guru has graced me. That is why, because he is kind to, he has got compassion for all the conditions of the world. And I have got the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Who takes shelter to Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu does not consider his all defects immediately. Nityananda embraces. By the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, I am rescued. I have got no qualities like that. For that reason, Mother Devahuti, you have got no desire in your mind. Your heart is completely sanctified. Otherwise, I cannot appear. But this is the glory of the Shuddha Bhakta. Other Jnani Yogis, they have got vanity. If they can attain something, then they become vanity. They have become proud that I have got this. But Shuddha Bhakta, being the object of worship of Jnani Yogis, they are humbler than bread of class. So it is very difficult to understand Shuddha Bhakta. Understand. When you have put this question, how to cross over this ocean of births and deaths, you have got no ocean of births and deaths. By your grace, other will be rescued. But you have put this question for the benefit of the conditions of all the world, for I am replying your question, I am replying to your question for the benefit of the conditions. Then he said, Cheta khallasya bandhaya muktve chātmanamatam gunesha saktam bandhaya ratanga pungsi utte. Bandhan, this bondage, our entanglement with the non-eternal things of this world. What is the cause of it? Mind is the cause of bondage. Mind is the cause of emancipation. Not this body. A body may remain in the mort. If unmindful person remain in the mort, by remaining in the mort, he is not associating with the sadhus. He may remain in the mort for thousands of years. But he will not get anything. Now, I saw one sadhu, one Babaji, Gokuldar Babaji, who had connection with Gaurakrishnadas Babaji Maharaj. But when I went there, Gaurakrishnadas passed away after that. But I heard that they are very intimately connected, Gokuldar Babaji, always doing Harinam. And he was lying on a bed. In a bed state, lying. And there are so many bugs in that bed state, and he was lying there and doing Harinam. How, I do not know. Those bugs are associating with the Babaji Maharaj, when his body is sucking the blood. They are associating. The bugs are in contact, direct contact with the body, with the transcendental body, pure body of Babaji Maharaj. And they are associating. Babaji Maharaj is thinking about how to satisfy Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari. How to satisfy Gauranga Mahaprabhu, how to satisfy Radha Krishna. And the bugs, what is their end? How to suck the blood of the Babaji Maharaj. Their target is different. Their target is to exploit sadhu. And as he is indifferent, let them suck. As much can be. Let them suck. He is indifferent. But it is not possible for us to lie there. Conditions like that, well, it will do like that. But he was not doing anything. Let them eat. But they are not associating with the sadhus. They are exploiting the sadhus. If we remain in the mort for my own personal interest for exploitation, that is not sadhu sangha. For that you will not get the fruit of Sadhu Sangha by remaining such in the mot and anywhere where sadhus are there for hundreds, for lakhs, for millions of years you will not get. You should think about this. Mind should be given. What you are thinking? Thinking is the important thing. What you are thinking? You are thinking, I shall have sense gratification. I shall fulfill my belly by sucking the blood. You are not thinking about Radha Krishna. Satisfaction of Radha Krishna. Satisfaction of their Vaishnava. Your target is something different. You get material benefit. You cannot have contact with sadhus. Sadhus are not, cannot be enjoyed. As Supreme Lord is transcendental, the worshipper of transcendentality is also transcendental. Nobody has got the power to exploit them. They can think that I am exploiting. But they will be, ultimately they will have to repent. They will be deprived of the eternal welfare. Mind is the cause of bondage. We hear many times, but we do not think about this. Very deeply you have to think. This body is not the cause of bondage. Mind is the cause of bondage. Mind is the cause of emancipation. Cheta khallasamanda muktve chatmanamatam gunishrakta mandaya. When mind thinks about non-eternal things of this world, trigun rajagun, tamagun, sattagun, rajagun, sattagun, tamagun. By rajagun, external potency, this body is created. And by sattagun, it will be sustained for some time. And tamagun, it will perish, it will be destroyed. You have got this body, this tabernacle, it will be destroyed. It will not last. That which is produced will be finished. Will perish. So, when my mind will think about my body, about this triguna, non-eternal things which has got birth and which remains from something and dies, then he is in bondage. When he is attached with triguna, he is in bondage. And Hari Om Tatsat, Pungshi Bhagavati, Bhagavan, is transcendental reality. If his mind is attached to Bhagavati, Bhagavan, then he has transcended this worldly realm. He has gone to the transcendental realm. He can get emancipation. Now, inside the heart, Mother Devotee, knowing fully well everything, inside the heart there is a question. You say, if one is attached in the trigun, then he is in bondage. His mind is attached in trigun. And when his one's mind is attached with nirgun, Bhagavan, then he gets emancipation. So my question is this, what is trigun? We are conditioned so we have little knowledge. Clearly, in concrete form, clearly, otherwise we do not understand this. What is trigun? It seems to be abstract. And what is nirgun? We are not seeing Krishna. Krishna is there. He is not talking with me. And Gaunitai Gauranga are not talking. It's a rare devotee. They might have talked. I do not know. But generally, they are not talking with anybody else. Talking with me or talking with me. We know the physical relations are temporary. Yet, they are talking. We have got exchange of thoughts with them. So we become attached to them. And Krishna is just talking, only standing. And we have got no exchange of hearts. We make obeisance and we move according to our own will. Whether we are serving Krishna, we do not know. He is not ordering me. So how to get attachment to Krishna? How we can get attachment to Krishna? Krishna is not talking. The deity. And we are not seeing transcendental form, Krishna. We are seeing the deity form. This is my question. Then, Kapila Bhagavan again said, you see, Trigun means this body. Prasangam ajaram pasam atmana kabe vidu saiva sadhishankrita mokshadhyanam apavritam. Triputra mitradu prasangam. Contact with attachment. Attachment, contact with attachment to the bodily relation, wife, children, etc. And also to attachment to this body is the cause of bondage. Trigun means that which is born, which remains for some time, dies. This body is born, it will remain for some time, will die. Atma is not born, Atma will not die. But body. So my body, if you think about my own body, always how to keep the body fit, how to get all the comforts of the body, always thinking about the body, how to beautify the body, always. Then I am in contact with Triguna. In concrete form, this body, if you think about the body, only bodily interests, then you are associating with non-eternal things of this world. This is the cause of bondage. Your body and other bodies relation to you. If you see the body, but you are not seeing the real self within the body. You are seeing the outside tabernacle. And inside tabernacle, subtle body you are not seeing. Yes, in the outside tabernacle, this physical body. This physical body, children, this physical body you are seeing. You are not seeing the subtle body and inside that real self. And you are associating with that. This is the cause of bondage. Those who always give their attention, energy, for the interest of his own body and for the interest of other bodies, there is the cause of firm attachment. Prasangam ajaram pasam. This sort of association, this sort of having company with this body which is non-eternal and other bodily relations, is the cause of firm attachment. Then we are undone. We are always in this body and we have connection with the bodily relations. Then we should commit suicide. What can be done? We have to move with them. And Kapila Bhagavan has said, when you give your energy for this non-eternal body, and non-eternal bodily relation, that is the cause of firm attachment. That is very difficult. But there rarely to be found such devotee who can see that I have got no hold over my own body. My body also belongs to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is the owner. I am not the owner. This has come from his opera potency. If he has got that knowledge, Because we are conditioned souls in this consideration, we have got no such knowledge. We think I am this body, bodily interest, my interest. If anybody does anything against it, we become furious. Actually, if there be any person, this body belongs to Krishna. It is not mine. It is the product of the external potency of Supreme God. Subtle body is also belongs to Krishna. Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khang mana buddhi revacha ahankaritiyami bhinna prakriti ashtala aparayam. Not para, not superior, inferior material energy. Krishna says, I have got two kinds of potency. One is opera and is para. This body is the outcome of the opera potency. Of whom? Of not of mine, of Krishna. The Krishna is the owner of his potency and the products of the potency. Who will be the owner? He is the owner. Of my subtle body, gross body, and the subtle and gross body of my other bodily relations, you may say parents or wife and children, everybody belongs to Krishna. Actually, I am not. This house, infinite Brahmandas, where from they have come? They have come from Supreme Lord. From the external potency. For that reason, all these infinite Brahmandas, infinite everything, he is the owner. I am not the owner. If anybody has got this knowledge, this house belongs to Krishna. I belong to Krishna. And all belong to Krishna. They are the part of the potency of Krishna. They will be engaged in the service of Krishna. They should engage their mind. So engage their body for the service of Krishna. That is the actual natural function of every living being should be for Krishna. Because it has come from Krishna. It should remain for Krishna. A Shuddha Bhakta sees like this. He has got no attachment. Without attachment he remains there. But when you think, I have built this building, I am the owner. And I have got this relation, these are mine. I am the owner of this wife, children, etc. Then when God will take them, then we shall have extreme separation. God is giving us, God is taking us. Out of ignorance we think this is ours. By ignorance. So ordinary people, they are attached to this. For that, this is the cause of firm attachment. Then how we can be rescued from this? When you have an attachment to Sri Krishna, to Supreme Lord, then your attachment to the worldly things will be removed. When you will get superior happiness, transcendental superior happiness, actual happiness, automatically you will have indifference to this non-eternal relations. And you will engage your energy for the service of Sri Krishna and you will advise others to do this. Otherwise they will be also deprived. But now, how we can get attachment to Supreme Lord, he is not speaking. But, you see, he is not speaking, but he has sent his own person, Sadhu. Saiva Sadhu Sukrita. If you associate, the Sadhus are moving, they are talking. Sadhus are moving and talking. You associate with them, then you will have, by associating with the sadhus, then you will get contact with Supreme Lord. they can give you. Because they are in that platform, sadhu. Always Krishna has sent his own person, they are moving. Sometimes Krishna appears, but his own persons are always moving. But we are not in a position to come in contact with them. When we shall be in a position, God will send you to that, those persons. You associate with them, they are always thinking about their Supreme Lord. They have got separation grip as per order of Supreme Lord. They are moving in this world. Then that will be transmitted to you. Your real self will be awakened. But you have to associate with them. How? To associate with the sadhus, as you do your behavior with the non-eternal relations with this world, by give and take and you do it for sadhu. Dadati pratigrinhati gujjamakkati prichati bhunti bhajaita jiva sarvidam sangalakkanam. You give something. And what do you give? You give all this money and all these worldly things, which is the cause of bondage. And sadhu, they see that they all, everything is for Krishna. They will engage in the service of Krishna. And they will give you prasad when you take it. After giving sadhu, when sadhu will give you a garment, then their garment will be prasad. It will not be considered as that other persons are using cloth. It is not that. By wearing that cloth of garment, you will not be attached. Sanatana Goswami, by his life, taught us, he has taught us. When Chandrasekhar Vaidya wanted to give a new cloth, he did not accept. When Tapan Mishra wanted to give a new cloth, then he could not disregard him. He said, all right, if you want to give, then you give one cloth used by you. I do not take new cloth. Then that will be prasad. By taking the prasad, I have got no contact with the objects which we want to enjoy. That enjoying spirit will be removed when you take prasad. But we have got no capacity to stay like this. I have got no capacity. Give me a cloth used by you. I cannot save. But our Sanatana Goswami, he showed this. An ascetic should lead such a life. And he sent back his attendant servitor, Ishan. When he came to learn, out of eight golden coins, he has given only 7 coins. And he has kept 1 coin, golden coin. 7 coins were given to that landowner and was a leader of the dacoits. And crossed the Patra mountain. And by crossing over and going to the other side, Sanatana Goswami asked Ishan, have you got anything more? Yes, one. One, this money will sustain you, maintain you. With that idea, you want to renounce house. You are not fit to go with me. You should take complete shelter to Supreme Lord. He will rescue you. Money will not rescue you. When you have got dependence on money, with that money you go back. He should not go with me. He is only sustainer, maintainer. Then you are entitled to renounce. Otherwise you should not renounce. You are very dependent on money. God is seeing everything. Outside parties cannot see. But God is seeing where we are depending. He will give the fruits.
You can receive the whole world, but you can't receive Supreme Lord. He is residing in you. And if you take actual shelter, He is maintaining and sustaining the infinite Brahmanas, all these living beings of this world, infinite. He will not sustain you. Yogakshemam Mahamam. You will have no kind of, any kind of mental disturbance. With calm and serene mentality, you can remain, you can move. When you've got this sort of complete surrender to Supreme Lord, you can move everywhere. And there will be actually no want of anything. But the devotees do not want these things. This is nothing. They want service of Supreme Lord. Direct contact of the service of Supreme Lord and his devotees. For that reason, here you should give whatever you should give and take prasad. And you should divulge your heart to the Guru. Then Guru will, in reaction, he will also advise you. Most secret things he will say to you. To every action there is equal and opposite action. When you open your heart, he will also open your heart, his heart. And you feed him with faith, with love, and he will also give you prasad. In this way you will have relation with sadhus. Sadhus are moving. We are not to imitate sadhu. Imitation is not good. Sadhus are for the service of Sri Krishna and his devotees. For thousands of miles apart, you are even in a distant place, you can have association with sadhu. But remaining at the vicinity of the sadhu, you may not have, if your mind is somewhere else. You are thinking of something of non-eternal benefit, all these mundane, worldly things. And outside, you are in close contact with the outside, physically. That is not sadhu sangha. From a distance you can have sadhu sangha. You will follow what for his life is meant for. If you imitate only how he sleeps like this. Oh, I should sleep. How he walks 1 foot apart, I should be like this. How he sits, I should sit like this. This is imitation. No, it is not necessary. Imitation is not good. But you have to follow his life for. Then you will get the benefit. One of our Swamiji's, he passed away. But he couldn't speak English or Hindi. He used to speak in Bengali and Assamese. A very good examples. I can say to you, I think you have heard it. He gave one illustration. There is one person, a hawker, we say hawker, who hawks in the road, and he was a peddler. What do you say? Peddler?
Yeah, peddler.
But we say in the hawker. But peddler, they also sell drugs also. They are not selling drugs, hawker. Drug. And hawkers hawking in this, on the road, and he was selling caps. In wicker basket, he put the caps on the head, he is keeping that, and he is moving on the road, and he is loudly announcing, anybody wants cap, very beautiful cap and very less cost. One cap, $10. One cap, $10. Moving like this. And when he sold some, by that he used to maintain his family. One day he was moving. Not a single cap was sold. They became disappointed. How can I maintain my family? And he used to take food with him. On the road somewhere, sitting, he used to take that food. He became very hungry. In the afternoon, after 2:30 p.m., he was exhausted by, very much tired. There is a big banyan tree, and near there is forest, like this. But Indian forest, there are so many jackals, monkeys, all these things. Here, yeah, you will not find here. But you go to India, you will find. Under the banyan tree, he sat. And he was hungry, he took the food. To his heart's content. After taking the food, he felt drowsy. Let me sleep for some time. Let me lie down. One cloth which you wear in the body, it is called vichadar. What you say? In the outside body, covering the body.
Blanket?
Not blanket. Blanket is not necessary there. There is hot place. This chadar. And he spread that chadar on the ground. And after that, he lied down. And the one cap is there in his head. Another cap, he kept it one side of his head, in the wicker basket. He was very much tired. After some time, he slept. He did not know where he was. Slept. In the meantime, from the jungles, many monkeys came. And they climbed upon that banyan tree, the wood. They were seeing one person lying. And there is one wicker basket, and there are so many caps. And that person has put on a cap. Oh. And they are silently climbing down. They are climbing down, and silently they go to that person. Without disturbing that person. Each monkey takes out one cap and put it. All the caps. Yeah. After putting the cap, all the cap, but they have not touched that cap, which is on the head of that person. And again climbed up to the banyan tree, and they're so happy, they're jumping, kak-kok-kak, they're jumping, with the head. By hearing that sound, that person, why? It has become, the sun has going to set. I have slept. He stood up. He saw there are no caps were there. Where are they? So all these monkeys are jumping. Or is wearing that cap. I have got no food with me. By giving food, they can give. If you go to Vrindavan, in Nidhuvan and other place, Sevakunja, the pandas, they warn you. Be very careful about your spectacle, about all these things these monkeys will take away. In us, our Rishikinchan Maharaj was there. Immediately some monkey take off. Then he was puzzled. Took away. And what can be done? Immediately there is another spectacle, it is very difficult. And their searching was there. They brought fruit and gave them. After giving them, for half an hour they took. And after that, dropped that. Like this you will find in Vrindavan. Have you ever been to Nidhuvan? You have seen the monkeys there. They are very sadhu, like that. Now, all these monkeys they have taken, and I have got no food. If they surround me, and they can kill me. He was perturbed, and he became very much enraged. I could not sail a pack cap, and whole caps they have taken, and there is no possibility of getting back. So why this cap you have not taken? You can take this cap also. Throw it there. And they also put off the caps and throw it on the ground. They are already imitating. This person has put on the cap, so the monkeys also put it. This person threw it, then they also threw it down. This is called imitation. Imitation is not good. You have to follow his life. But that is now by, you can see sadhu, you can associate with the sadhus. You cannot see Supreme Lord, but as sadhu, Supreme Lord is moving, you associate with them. But what are the, how I can understand his sadhu? What are the qualities of sadhu? Characteristics of sadhu? How to understand his sadhu or not? You are advising me to associate with sadhus. Who is sadhu? Then there he explained. Sadhu's original quality is mai ananda bhavena bhaktim kurvanti jeda ram. That is the only original quality. Other accompanying qualities, concomitant qualities will come up. Titikkhava karanika surida sarva dehina majata sattva shanta sadhu sadhu. All these qualities will come automatically. But mai ananda bhavena bhaktim kurvanti jeda ram madatya tyakta karmana tyakta sajana bandhva. By this sign, main characteristic is that he should remain for the whole truth for me. He should have one-pointed devotion to me. If that is absent, then he is not sadhu. And he will give up, renounce. By renouncing family, he will become a sadhu. Generally we think like that. After marrying, after the wife, children are there, it is very difficult to maintain the family. So he renounced and he was moving and taking and freely moving without thinking about the wife and children. That is a kind of sin. But when he renounced for service of Krishna, mother se takta kamarada, for me, then they will get the benefit. Actually for me. And varnasam dharma, if renounce varnasam dharma for the service of Krishna, sarvadhamman parityajya mamekam sarva, then that is the original quality. Characteristic is, other qualities automatically come. Takta sajana bandhavam, madasra katha mishra simbhadu. And the another original quality is the characteristic, sadhus will cannot remain without harikatha. When there will be harikatha, he will have headache, then he is not sadhu. That one person joined our institution, one young person, and our Vaishnavas are very compassionate. You know, you come, you perform bhajan, and you are performing bhajan. But at the time of prasad, he is particular. He is taking food. But at the time of harikatha, he didn't go. Why are you not attending the harikatha? You should remain, you should hear harikatha. When we, I hear harikatha, I have got a headache. I'm not alive. So I at that time I sleep. But when I get food, then that is, he could not remain. That is not the characteristic of sadhu. As without water, fish cannot remain. Like without harikatha, no sadhu can survive. But harikatha for Hari's sake, not for getting any ulterior motive of this world. You speak, Shuddha Bhakta speaks harikatha for the satisfaction of Hari. Shuddha harikatha, not professional person. There are professional persons in India, you will find. You will hold discussion in Bhagavad. You give me 1,000 rupees, 500 rupees then. Then he is speaking about 500 rupees. You have to hear harikatha whose life is meant for Hari. Then in this harikatha, Hari will be there.